Islanders staving off elimination with that win in game four in double overtime. Live to see another day, and they are confident they can live to see yet another. Adam Pellick will send that puck through center. Ryan pulling to the puck for the Islanders, pops it up the wall. Matt Barzal turns that over to Seth Jarvis. Jarvis looking to the middle and goes right along that kick plate all the way out to Jacob Slavin. His quick shot deflected. Goes wide. Jarvis is to it. Jarvis to Samuel Tarabella. He scores! Just a minute and 23 seconds in, and the Canes strike.
The Islanders knew there'd be a push, but this looks like a pretty simple play. And as it gets up high here, it's just a nothing shot from Teravainen. He's well off the angle, and that shot just goes right through Varlamov. It just fooled him.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he would love to have that one back. You know, again, it's a
chance to clear for Pulitzer, and he does all the way down.
Well, Jody, we saw a little adjustment there. It looked like Carolina was really focusing on looking down low in that power play. Several sequences starting up around the goal line there, and then they set it up high to Shea for that one timer.
Svechnikov goes in the back end, and they score! Bang, bang, and Carolina has a two-goal lead just over 3 minutes in, a power play tally.
Speed up the middle of the ice. You can see the players there building speed to the right, now back in the middle. And that middle lane drive, two defensemen, it creates a two-on-one down the middle. And there's a perfect play. Looks like it goes off Fortuzzo there, trying to defend Aho. But credit Aho, he doesn't drive that net. And here's a look from our AT&T net cam.
Svechnikov will get credit. He's on the board, his first of the series. He did have four assists, dubbing it. And Kane's looking for more. Quick shot! The crossbar. Okadiemi nearly making it 3-0. Now back the other way. The Islanders in transition into the middle of the shot. And Anderson the save.
Environment, they want to settle things down. How about this play? As they're just announcing that last goal off the crossbar.
A sequence like that, you get an all-man rush, and you get McClain in tight here. And Anderson making the timely save.
So Kuznetsov called for slashing. The Islanders now going to try in the power play. Brock Nelson goes across. And the Islanders quickly get set up. Shot from the point. They score! Riley fires from the point. It finds the net. And less than 4 minutes into the game, three goals already on the board. Islanders back within one.
And as the Islanders win the faceoff, such a great detail. They talk about one-on-one battles. It's the first one of every play. It's a no-nonsense power play here. Shifting the box a little bit. That might have changed directions out high. Right off the skate, but Mikey Riley knew he had Horvat down in front and a shot lane, which they're at a premium here in this series.
Now Orloff has it at the point. Looking for a seam, drops it off. Svechnikov sends it toward the net. Deflection was blocked. Svechnikov could not bury the rebound. It took off, found glass, and then safety netting.
His teammates come along with him as they get set up. It's this wave after wave attack that you see from Carolina. You know, it's not just the shot, it's the rebound and the timing.
Right back to Kokkaniemi from the angle. Got it in front. It's loose. They jam for it. And they feel like they score, but the referee doesn't say so.
I think covers the puck in the crease with his hand, which is an automatic penalty shot. There it is.
Yeah.
And that's what Kokkaniemi saw. It wasn't the puck in the net.
His net's up, and he usually takes his time, and he is creeping across the line. His net's up. Waits, holds, and scores! Patience, hang off, and it's 3-1 Carolina.
If you're going this slow, all right, if you lose the puck, you're going to recover it. And Varlamov goes to the poke check, and that's all Kuznetsov wants, and as he does, he says, you move first, he does, and he puts the puck right past him.
Played it back into the middle, the shot by Romanov, he fanned on it. Worked free by Svechnikov. He's exploding to center ice. Svechnikov with Getzel. Svechnikov to the middle. The backhand batted away by Varlamov.
And here Romanov just missed that puck. And look at the speed here by Svechnikov. Again, it's attacked the middle of the ice. He's got options to his right and his left.
Islanders, the second stingiest team in the NHL in the first period during the regular season, but they gave up three here tonight. In the regular season, they struggled in the second period, but now Aho. Dropping it back for Gensel. Jake Gensel by the center, but knocked out, and Ryan Pulick will lead the Islanders out. A 3-on-2, of the Canes are beginning to get back. The right wing feed for Palmieri. In the middle goes Nelson, the shot, he scores! Brock Nelson on the rush. And the Islanders very much alive within a goal at 3-2.
Yeah, the poise here to start this second period. There's Gensel trying to get away from Nelson. Just a quick little stick lift. And look, they're all on the same page here. Up the ice with speed. Great job getting those two guys to collapse. And then that opens that second layer, the second wave of attack here. You see the black jerseys in the middle of the ice. Nelson following the play from the D zone. And Anderson is just slow to get down and pick this one up. Another quick change for Patrick Wall. Let's move us back out there right away.
Anderson right back in. Oh, there he centers! The tip and the save by Anderson.
A few times where the Islanders have been able to gain entry off the rush there. Puck, great pass there, but Anderson does a great job of.
There's Palmieri moving up to make a move. Lost the puck, and the pass comes ahead. Chance in, the shot is. Svechnikov denied by Varlamov. Here is though.
Varlamov with the play. You can see line change happening on your right. Little play in the middle of the ice, and you can see as they look up, Aho right away.
Barzal and Horvat in tight quarters. Barzal has it again. Sitting away from Aho. Barzal stops, centers it out in front of the shot. It hit a body in front. Bullock couldn't get it through. Back out for a shot. They score! Cizikas. Anderson was down. The Islanders have tied the game. They will not go away. It is 3-3 with 21.2 seconds remaining in the second period.
And stops a goal. The Carolina Hurricanes had an open net. And then as they enter the zone, Barzal's skill. It's man on man. Let's remember that. Guys get confused here. It's late in the period. And then an open net in front of the net. And keep an eye on Freddie Anderson here. He stumbles.
He sure does.
He just simply loses his edges. And that puck, he can't believe it. Right here, he tries to collect himself.
Well, they sure have, and they put a lot of pressure on Carolina that period, and I'm sure the message in between intermission there from Brindamore was like, look, guys, we were expecting a push from them. That was their best. We just got to play the same way like you talked about, Jody, that they were in the first period.
Back for Drury, it bounces off of him, and then he chips it to center. Pass across for Shea, knocks it down, tries to dance his way in, got a shutout save made by Varlamov with a pad.
Below the goal line, and luckily Gensel bobbled that puck at the offensive blue line.
But there's no way they'd call that a trip, right? It'd be interesting.
I think you have to if it's a trip.
Shea's shot here is blocked. There's the shot. They score! Puck bounced right to Drury. He beats Varlamov. And it's 4-3 Carolina.
Nice. And there's the play off the ice off a face-off win. And Drury makes his play. Now he goes and it's perfectly timed. A broken play that comes right on his stick. And when you're a defender there and the play gets broken right here, you can see Dobson, he's expecting that stuck puck behind the net. He's in no man's land, and Drury jumps all over it. You can see it on our AT&T net cam.
Oh, look out here! They score again! Mason! Varlamov misplayed it behind the net. Mason takes advantage! And the Canes, with a couple of goals, separated by 8 seconds. Now have a two-goal lead.
Just saw Patrick Wall there. You can't believe it. And they've had a couple bounces of the Carolina Hurricanes here tonight. And this one can't get any better for the Hurricanes. The puck's on the glass. Usually the goaltender stays in that scenario. As Varlamov goes behind, it's a perfect bounce for the Hurricanes. Right to the blue paint. And I don't know if Mason will ever have an easier goal.
Pageau after the puck. Engvall picks it up. There, Engvall. Listing and turning. Got a shot up. Side net. Comes free in front. Lee! Couldn't get free. He had that. Aho moves it ahead. Svechnikov out of the box, but couldn't hang on to that pass. It was behind him. Bullock will get it in. Rejected by Shea. And now the pass to Svechnikov. 2-on-1. The shot! Off the stick of Varlamov. And out of play. There's Pelik.
He's always happy, isn't he?
That's true. This play is onside. Natchez. The shot saved. Rebound was right there, but Engvall back to get to it. Great job. Just clear the zone and send it right back in. Shea first to it. Quickly checked. Now does get it behind the net. Horvat will move it back to Dobson. Dobson goes right across at the line. Overskated by Nelson. And that will lead to the slam dunk for Jarvis. Seth Jarvis putting this one away. And the Caniacs rejoice. 6-3.
He's had a great series for the Carolina Hurricanes. He puts it away.
To be able to will their way into winning this series.
And so, The Canes, for the sixth straight season, have a playoff series victory. Only the ninth time that's happened in NHL history.